Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Morning Drive, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson here. Hour number three on a Thursday edition as week number. What week are we now in the NFL? Week 12? Holy cow.
Insane. Yeah.
Week 12. It goes by so fast, even though technically it goes by at the exact same amount of speed every single year. Matt Miller joining us here from Bleacher Report at NFL Draft Scout, one of the best in the business, one of the best follows there, one of the best reporters. Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on the program this morning. And obviously a story that you sort of got out there floating around yesterday caught a lot of people's attentions here in Nashville, and that is Philip Rivers would be interested, and I think, quote, love the idea from you there about playing for the Tennessee Titans. How realistic do you think it is that Philip Rivers does not re-sign with the Chargers?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on. I think that's becoming more realistic. Like 12 weeks ago, if I had heard this rumor, and I do want to stress, like the headline of this, like it is a rumor that's kind of floating around out there, but that's how these things usually get started, is you hear the same rumor from enough credible people, and you're like, oh, okay, there might be something to this. So I think if 12 weeks ago you told me, hey, Rivers is going to leave as a free agent after this year, I probably would have been skeptical, because like we've heard that before. I think this year has been a little unique in that the Chargers are not playing well. They're also playing to like 20,000 of the opposing team's fans every time they're at home. You know, there's been the controversy about where this team's going to play, what's the future of this franchise. And I think you also have that we've always heard, like, the Rivers wants to get back closer to his roots, which is Decatur, Alabama, which is like an hour and a half south of Nashville. So this, the timing lines up better now than it did. Like, I remember hearing this like 3 years ago that, hey, toward the end of his career, he'd probably like to get back, you know, closer to home. There would be some intrigue there, some interest. And I think now we could see, you know, the Chargers are played poorly enough. They might be ready to draft the quarterback of the future. And one thing I've always heard about Rivers is he's not interested in being an Eli Manning to someone's Daniel Jones or an Alex Smith to someone's Patrick Mahomes. When the time comes for the Chargers to draft a quarterback in the future, he would just like to either retire or go play somewhere else.
Yeah, I can understand that. And a guy that basically hasn't missed a game since becoming the starter of the L.A. Chargers, you know, and the prospect of him going to another team just doesn't seem right, doesn't look right. But it happens to the best. I mean, Joe Montana ended up playing in Kansas City, and Brett Favre ended up leaving and going to play in Minnesota. So it happens. But what do you think the likelihood of it? Because it seems like he has a good relationship with Ken Whisenhunt. It doesn't seem like Ken's going anywhere. It could be, may not. But do you think they will try to make an effort to re-sign Phillips and still, you know, eventually draft a quarterback? Because they have to, because Phillip has maybe 2-3 more years, but eventually draft that quarterback to be his successor.
Yeah, that's where I really thought that this would be headed, is that they would have a nice little sit down after the season and say, we would like you to retire as a member of the Los Angeles Chargers. You know, you're going to be a day one team Hall of Famer. So let's figure out a 1 to 2 year deal, you know, player option for year two, player club option, whatever it might be. But we're going to have to draft somebody. And I think for Rivers, like, that might be the sticking point, because look at the guys he was drafted with. Eli Manning's been forced out. Had Mason Rudolph not played terribly, we could have seen a situation where Ben Roethlisberger was forced out because of injury. So I think, like, you're also getting to that point in the career where you have to say, okay, do I want to compete with a first or second round pick at quarterback? And with the way the Chargers are playing, that might be a top 10 pick. So do you want to compete with that, or do you want to take your 9 kids and go back to where you're from and get, you know, this is a dude who doesn't even live in L.A. You know, he's being bussed basically, you know, from San Diego to L.A. every day. So I think the quality of life situation is something that a lot of us aren't going to think about, but it factors in. And not even like, just think about money. You guys know, there's no state income tax in Tennessee. Yeah. That check is a lot different than paying state income tax in California. So when you're getting to the end of your career, where you maybe only have a year or two of starting quarterback salary left, I think that's an intriguing option that Rivers and his agent, and if he becomes a free agent, that the Tennessee Titans can say to him of like, you know what, you know, it is different, but we're going to get you closer to home. And even if we pay you the same thing the Chargers are paying you, that's more money in your pocket. So I think there are a lot of intriguing selling points for the Titans if it does get to a point where there's a little contention between Rivers and the Chargers.
Well, yeah, I'm mistaken. Ken did get fired, so maybe that's another reason why, you know, his stay in L.A. Might be short, because he did have a good relationship with Ken. And now that Ken's gone, maybe he's thinking, you know what, I don't want to deal with another offensive coordinator here. I could just go somewhere else.
Yeah, writing's on the wall. I mean, there's going to be big changes there. I don't think we see Tom Telesco or Anthony Lynn go anywhere, but there's going to be changes. And regardless of if Rivers is back there next year, they're going to be drafting a quarterback at some point. So it is. It's going to be – see, there's so many wild subplots to this upcoming offseason. Brady's a free agent. Brady's a free agent. Rivers being a free agent is just another layer of that. And it almost hasn't gotten the attention it deserves, because I think we all do just expect those guys to go back to where they've always been. But like you said, yeah, I grew up a Niners fan. I remember watching Jerry Rice play for the Raiders, and it broke my heart. But it happened. It's very rare for a guy to start and finish his career on the same team.
Matt Miller joining us here from Bleacher Report at NFL Draft Scout. And listen, we all know 15 or 20 million will go a lot further in Decatur, Alabama than it will in Los Angeles or San Diego. There's no question. You could buy the entire city or six ranches or whatever you want. You know, keep your primary residence in Nashville. You know, you want to keep that state income tax. I guess the question I have, or the problem I have with this entire equation, is that all those same things you're talking about with the Chargers, as far as sort of, you know, coaching stability, coordinator quality, there's a chance that the Titans may be drafting a quarterback next year as well. What do you make of the Titans' future at the quarterback position, and how does that impact Rivers' decision? But also just the Titans' quarterback position. Are they going to be able to get after Ryan Tannehill and re-sign him to a bridge deal? What is the right strategy for John Robinson?
Yeah, it's tough, and I don't envy John in this situation, because there are a lot of different directions you could go. I mean, Mariota obviously been benched. He'll be a free agent. Tannehill's going to be a free agent. And I think one thing that has happened with Tannehill as the starting quarterback is you guys keep winning games. And by doing that, like, that's great, but you're also putting yourself out of the quarterback race, especially now with Tua Tagovailoa's injury, putting a little bit of a spin on this quarterback group, where before it was like, okay, Joe Burrow and Tua are going to go top five. Justin Herbert goes top 10. Now, I mean, we can see Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert go top five, and then Tua being such a wild card, such an unknown, I think that puts a lot of teams that thought, okay, we'll draft a quarterback this year. I mean, some of those teams are going to get left out, because I think one thing that we won't see John and Mike do is reach for a quarterback. So I feel like this is a duo that works well together, but they also understand that, like, even if you bring Ryan Tannehill back, that's at best a bridge deal, like you said, to where you're probably looking at Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence next year with the hope that maybe you can, you know, package enough picks to get up there while remaining competitive enough to keep your job. And so I think the Titans are in a tough spot, because they're a good team. It's not a bad football team. They're too good to draft a quarterback early, but they're bad enough to probably not make any noise in, you know, a playoff run with the Colts and Texans being so good in the AFC South. So they're almost stuck in that quarterback purgatory of, we're not bad enough to draft one early, but we're too good, you know, to make the run here. So it's tough, guys. I think that if it were me in that chair, I would be exploring every option. I would be in no hurry to sign Ryan Tannehill to a bridge deal, because I think guys like that aren't maybe, you know, common, but they're easier to find. You know, if Tannehill decides to go to the Chicago Bears, well, you might be able to get Andy Dalton. You might be able to get Cam Newton. You know, there are going to be other options out there. But I think you have to fixate on, you have to almost stack a board of, what are our options for the quarterback position? And if they feel like Phillip Rivers is a gettable option and the top option, you got to exhaust every avenue to try to make that happen. If they feel like, hey, we think if Cam Newton's healthy, that's our guy, then you have to attack that with the same, you know, kind of aggressiveness of, this is the quarterback that we want, and set up your contingencies after the fact. Because where they're at in the draft order right now, you're not getting a great quarterback. It's not going to happen, or not a great quarterback prospect. You know, drafting at 17 overall, you're really stuck in that bad position of, maybe Tua's hip is just bad enough to get him to fall, but good enough that, okay, we can sign Ryan Tannehill to a two-year bridge deal. We basically redshirt Tua for a year, try to get his hip health. We rule him out as a starter in 2021. I mean, that's certainly a possibility, but there's a lot of risk involved there.
Matt Miller joining us here, and it's right in your name on Twitter, at NFL Draft Scout. You just mentioned Justin Fields. I was surprised to hear you mention him along in the same breath as Trevor Lawrence, who feels like he'd be the number one pick this year, last year, next year, whatever. Give me a quick sort of synopsis on how you evaluate the tiers of quarterbacks, both in this upcoming draft class 2020 and the following year in 2021. I know a lot's going to change, but as you see it now, from Herbert, Hurts, Burrow, Tua, Lawrence, Fields, just sort of, is there clear-cut guys atop the list for you?
Yeah, there is. You know, this year it would have been Burrow, then Tua, like neck and neck. Tua's injury, you almost have to remove him from your board until we know more. I would put Herbert in that next tier, like a tier two for this year. Tier three is Jake Fromm. It's Jacob Eason. I would not put Jalen Hurts in that tier yet. I think he is below that with a guy like Jordan Love. Jamie Newman at Wake Forest, they're kind of tier three guys where I'm intrigued, but I, you know, there's just something there that they might have a question mark that, like, Jake Fromm, really smart, really accurate, but he lacks physical tools. So you know the weaknesses there. With the other guys, I'm still doing a lot of evaluation to try to figure out exactly where they stack. For next year, it is Trevor Lawrence as QB1. I'm intrigued by Justin Fields. I think he's a tough evaluation, especially right now, because that Ryan Day offense is so beautiful and so perfect that he's not asked to throw a lot of challenging balls. I really want to see what he looks like in the college football playoff when we see him against better defenses, better corners. You know, this weekend against Penn State will be a decent test for him, Michigan the week after that. But the next four games are pretty big for evaluating Justin Fields as we start to head into next year.
That's amazing. We're talking about a couple of games in a kid's first season as a starter as being massively important for evaluation. Yep. For a draft that's going to take like 24 months from now take place. Matt, always a pleasure, man. Great information. We do appreciate it here on Morning Drive at NFL Draft Scout. One of the best follows on Twitter. Thank you so much, dude.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. Matt Miller there from Bleacher Report. A lot of insight on Phillip Rivers there. So we have a lot to digest and react to, so we'll do that when we come back. Let that one wash all over you there, Nashville.
Yeah, soak in it.
Soak in it, and then we'll come back with our thoughts on this. Man, a lot of stuff there from Matt Miller. Great, great interview with him. All right, we'll be right back. Morning Drive.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.